God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power up for today will come from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, and we are going to start at the first verse. At the first verse, please forgive me. The book just, digital Bibles. All right, first verse, book of Exodus, chapter 3. It says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb, to an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed." Third verse says, "And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned." Four verses. "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Fifth verse says, "And he said, Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." So, we got a story of Moses that everybody pretty much knows. They made a movie about it, children's stories about it. But let's go a little further into the story. All right, let's step away from Moses' experience and understand that what I want you to understand out of reading this passage of scripture on today is God can speak wherever he chooses. God can use whatever he chooses. God will visit whenever he chooses. So Moses thought he was just going to see a burning bush. He had no idea that inquiring about the concern or the well-being or the welfare of the countryside, that he was stepping in to the presence of the Lord. So what I'm telling you is, we look for God to show up in certain situations, in certain places, through certain people, in certain circumstances, but God can show up wherever, whenever, and through whoever or whatever he decides to use. You don't have to hear from the apostle, or the evangelist, or the prophet, or the teacher, or the pastor. Hear me, it is not anything wrong with that. But God can use the drunk on the corner to speak a word into your life. God can use the cat on the step to speak a word into your life. God can use whatever he chooses, because the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. So don't discount the voice of God, because you can't say where God is not going to speak. You can't say who God is not going to use. You can't say when God is going to speak, because in the midst of your of despair in the midst of you going on and doing what you gotta do, because that's what Moses was doing. He was keeping the sheep of his father-in-law's house. This was a job for Moses, and what he was doing is what he was supposed to be doing. And God showed up in the midst of him working. God showed up in the midst of him moving. God showed up in the midst of him going on and doing what he had to do. And God still showed up and spoke a word into Moses' life. So don't think you got to lock yourself away. Don't think you got to get a sad countenance. Don't think you got to walk around looking like you in distress for the Lord to speak, because none of those things are necessary for the voice of God. He'll speak when he desired to speak, where he desired to speak, to whom he desired to speak through, or what he decided that he is going to use. If he desires to use the lights in your room to show a message on the wall, then that's what he'll do. He done did it before, and he'll do it again. God don't need no special circumstance. God don't need no special setup. God don't need no special situation. He'll speak when he is ready to speak.
Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
I get the praise on today, Spirit of the Living God. Do that which only you can do on the inside of us, so that we can be pure in your presence. On today, God, we just want to be clean. We want to know that we are connected to the true source. We don't want any alternative intervention, but God, we want to be connected to you, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I Am. That is where we want to be connected, so that we can get good results, righteous results, holy and acceptable results directly from the throne of grace. So on this morning, Spirit of the Living God, we say thank you for doing what only you can have done. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. You gave us back the activity of our limbs. You put air in our lungs. Mighty God, we got to say thank you for these things, because somebody don't understand that they are not yours just because, but they are gifts from the throne of grace. It's because God released a gift of the activity of our limbs that we're able to move. Is because he released the gift of speech upon us that we're able to speak. And mighty God, on this morning, we don't take any of these things for granted. We lift up your name and we say thank you for being God. We say thank you for being King. We say thank you for being the righteous I Am. Understanding on today that you are God. You are God alone. And because of who you are, we can magnify your name. Because of who you are, we can lift up your name. Because of who you are, we can give your name all the glory. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, we give you honor. On this morning, we give you glory. On this morning, we give you praise. Mighty God, we say thank you for you doing what only you can do through all the seen and unseen danger. You've been keeping us safe. You have been protecting us from things that we don't know nothing about. You have been lifting up a standard all around us concerning things that we were not even privy to, but you stepped in and kept us safe and kept us protected. Even when we didn't know danger was imminent, you did what only you could do. And we say thank you for being God. We say thank you for showing up. We say thank you for moving by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. You are the King of Glory. You're God Almighty. And we give you honor right now on this morning. We give you praise right now on this morning, knowing that you are God and you are God alone. We say thank you on today in the name of Jesus, understanding that it's your power and your authority that is releasing into the face of the earth the food that we need. You are sending it from the north and the south and the east and the west, because you said it in your word that your children would never be forsaken and your seed would never beg for bread. And we say thank you on today in the mighty name of Jesus that you are supplying and providing, and things are yet still showing up, things are yet still being delivered, that we are yet still getting that which we need. And we glorify your most holy name on this morning, understanding that no matter what, you are the King of Glory. You're God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you right now in the name
name of Jesus. On this morning, we got to give you glory because water is just still flowing into our homes. We say thank you, mighty God, that you're seeing about our water supply. We got to say thank you, mighty God, that you're keeping your hand upon the power grid. And even when the enemy want to try to take it down, you are fortifying the power grid, that electricity will yet still be delivered into our homes. You are fortifying the power grid, that no matter what the enemy try, that he can't break it down. That by the authority and the power of the blood, you are doing what only you can do. And we glorify your name, for your name alone is mighty upon the face of the earth. And we magnify your name. Your name alone is righteous upon the face of the earth. And we give you all the praise. On today, you are God, and you are God alone. And we bless your most holy name, understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God Almighty. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are doing that which need to be done. And we glorify you, and we magnify you, and we praise you, for you are God, the King of glory, and we give you honor on this morning. You are God, the King of glory, and we magnify you on this morning. You're looking down upon the air that we breathe, and you're taking away every impurity out of the very air, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. And we say thank you for your movement. We say thank you for your authority. We say thank you that you are great, and you are greatly to be praised. And we bless your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we bless your name right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are mighty righteous God. You are holy God. And we bless you on today, for your name alone is great, and you are greatly to be praised. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you are doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is greatly to be praised. And we magnify you now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is mighty righteous. And we give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is awesome. And we give you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of the risen Savior, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are righteous, understanding that you are holy, and you're looking down upon the United States of America in the midst of this presidential election. And mighty God, we're crying out for the ram in the bush on today, mighty God, that you will get the victory in the midst of this. And no matter what the enemy is trying to do, and no matter what the enemy is trying to send, that you, God, will get the glory in the midst of this. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're standing up and imposing every evil injection that the enemy has set on the grounds to be placed in high places. On this morning, we reject it by the power and the authority of the blood and spirit of the living God. We're leaning and depending on you to show up and do what only you can. It's by your power, it's by your authority, it's by your might that you are doing what only you can do. And we bless your name, and we magnify your most holy name. You are God, the King of glory, and you're doing what only you can do. You are God, you're Lord Almighty, and you're moving like only you can move. And we're saying thank you in advance for what you're doing and how you're moving and how you're working and how you're doing what only you can do. On today, we give you honor. On today, we give you glory. On today, we give you praise. There is nobody like you, God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to get the glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to get the honor. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to get the praise. You are God and you are God alone. Knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what needs to be done. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are God, the King of Glory. Understanding on today that you are God, you are Lord Almighty. Understanding on today that you are God, the Great I Am. And you're moving and you're working and you're doing what needs to be done. And we say thank you right now, Father, for getting in the midst of the Electoral College and taking up the dominating ruling factor in the area of the Electoral College, that whatsoever they release, it'll be according to the will of the Most High God. In the name of Jesus, mighty God, we say thank you, Father, for taking up the majority in the Capitol building, that no matter what and where they come from, that the majority will belong to the kingdom of the Most High God. And we are leaning and we are depending on you to show up and do what needs to be done. Mighty God, we say thank you for putting a righteous one in the Oval Office. We say thank you for making sure that the one that get released to sit as the commander-in-chief is the one that heaven has preordained to play this role in a season like this. Mighty God, we're saying thank you for how you're moving and how you're working. Even in the Pentagon, God, we gotta say thank you that you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, that there's no evil release that's going out to put our military forces near and far in the line of unnecessary danger, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you are critiquing every assignment, every release, every order is being critiqued by the throne of grace. And on this morning, we're saying thank you for doing what only you can do by the authority and the power of blood, that your reach is more mightier than ours. Your reach can go where we can't go. Your reach can do what we can't do. But if we call on your name, you're gonna take care of it. If we call on your name, you're gonna see about it. If we call on your name, you're gonna turn it around and you're gonna make it good. For you are God, the King of Glory. You are God, you're Lord Almighty, and you're moving by your power, God, and you're moving by your spirit, God, and you're doing what need to be done in the name of Jesus, God. And we say thank you right now in the righteous name of Jesus, that you're working and that you're moving and that you're untangling the things that the enemy want to be a smoke screen in this season, to cause people not to see what's really going on, and cause people to miss what's really happening all around. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what only you can do, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise. You are King, you are righteous, you are holy, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, is worthy of the glory, is worthy of the honor, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. And for this mighty God, we say thank you. And for this mighty God, we give you glory, and for this mighty God we give you honor. You are the great I am, and we gotta say thank you in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're gonna get the glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're gonna get the honor. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're gonna get the praise. And we gotta say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. You are King of kings. You are Lord of lords. You are the mighty righteous I am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, awesome ruler, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we glorify your most holy name, for your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way. Do what only you can do by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. Look down upon Sarah, my mother, on today. Cover her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet, that no weapon of sickness and no manner of disease that want to take root in her body is able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, that every tongue that rises up against her, let it be condemned. By the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you are God, the King of glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You are reigning and ruling, and you are doing what only you can do, and you're shielding and protecting, and you're doing what only you can do, and we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that it's by your power and by your authority and by your might that everything concerning Sarah, my mother, is being made good. And we got to say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because you are shielding and you are protecting and you are covering. And we give you glory and honor and praise on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, that by the authority and the power of the blood, that no weapon that form against them is going to be able to prosper. And by the authority and the power of the blood, every tongue that rises up against them, it is going to be condemned. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can do, for your name alone is righteous. Your name alone is awesome. Your name alone is worthy. And we bless you on today, right now, in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. That no matter what, you are God Almighty. And you reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you on today. Understanding that no matter what, you're going to get the victory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to get the glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are going to get the praise. And we give you honor and we give you glory and we magnify you on today. You are the mighty righteous I am. And we say thank you on today that you are God. We say thank you on today that you are King. We say thank you on today Hallelujah. That you are the righteous one. That you are the holy one. And you're doing what needs to be done. And we give it to your honor. We give it to your glory. And we give it to your praise. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You are God. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you on today. Right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you on today. Right now in the name of Jesus. We give you honor on today. Right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are great. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are holy. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the honor. And worthy of the glory. And worthy of the praise. You are God. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory right now in the name of Jesus. You are the great I am. You are the righteous one. You are the great I am. You are the holy one. You are the great I am. You are worthy of the praise and worthy of the honor and worthy of the glory. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, on this morning, you're looking down, even on today, upon Mrs. Paula's body on today, and you're fortifying her, you're building her up, that no matter what the enemy try to sin against her, that he won't prosper, that by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you're giving her back the years and the status that the enemy has stolen. You are restoring it by the power and the anointing of the blood, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what the devil trying, you are King of glory, you are God Almighty, you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. Understanding on today that you are moving by your power. Understanding on today that you're moving by your authority. Understanding on today that you're moving by your anointing, that no matter what, the devil don't get no victory, that no matter what, the devil don't get no glory, that no matter what, the devil don't get no praise. You are God, and you're gonna move by your anointing. You are God, and you're gonna move by your power, and you're gonna do what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name. On today, you are King. On today, you are Lord. On today, you are mighty in battle. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, on this morning, by your power and by your anointing, in the mighty name of Jesus, look down upon Raymond, my father, take care of him on today, that no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, that you are moving, that you are working, and you're giving him that which he need inside of his physical body, that no matter what, the devil don't get no victory. That no matter what, the devil don't get no glory. That no matter what, the devil don't get no praise. You are God, and you are moving. You are God, and that you are working. You are God, and you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. We magnify you right now. You are the King of glory. We magnify you right now. You are mighty righteous. We magnify you right now, for you are King and you are Lord, and you're doing what need to be done inside of Raymond's body, that the devil don't get no victory, that the devil don't get no glory, that the devil don't get no praise, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, that which is called restoration, that only you can release, Let it be released upon his physical body by the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost. Let it be released in the name of Jesus. That the thing the enemy thought he was going to be able to do to him, let it be undone by the power and the anointing of the blood. You are God, the King of glory. It is yours to give. It's yours to restore. It's yours to release. And there is a miracle that yet still can be done. And we're standing up and believing you on this morning. You are the God of miracles. And you can do what need to be done. And on this morning, we magnify you. On this morning, we glorify you. On this morning, we praise your name. Understanding that you are God. Understanding you are King. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the praise. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy, and we give you honor. Your name alone is worthy, and we give you glory. Your name alone is worthy, and we give you praise. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God alone, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what needs to be done by the power and the anointing of the blood. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Spirit of the living God, do what you need to do. Spirit of the living God, work like only you can work. Spirit of the living God, move like only you can move. It's by your anointing. It's by your authority. It's by your spirit. You are God, and you are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we give you to your honor. We give it to your glory. We give it to your praise. You are mighty righteous. You are holy God. You are mighty righteous. You are mighty God. You are mighty righteous. You are worthy God. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, righteous one, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're looking down upon the Sprigs house on the day, that you are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do inside of the Sprigs house on the day, that no weapon that try to form against the Sprigs house is going to be able to prosper. And by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are moving and you are working and you are doing what need to be done on today. You are God, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, understanding that you are doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. Holy God, righteous Savior, you are moving and working, and we glorify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. Understanding that you are King, and you're going to take care of them. You're going to work in the midst of the Sprigs paperwork. You're going to move in every circumstance and every situation. You're going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we glorify you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, continue to look down even upon Ronzo on today. Continue to touch him in his mind. Continue to touch him in his body. That every circumstance and situation that's concerning Ronzo, we submit it unto the throne of grace. And we say, Spirit of the living God, do what only you can do by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, that the devil don't get no victory, that the glory belong to you, and you are going to get the honor, and you're going to get the praise, And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, you're looking down upon Calvin, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what Calvin need done on today. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your anointing, and by your power, and by your spirit, that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna get the victory, that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna get the glory, that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna get the praise. You are mighty righteous, you are holy God, and you're moving by your power, and by your anointing, and by your spirit. You are King of Glory, you are God Almighty, you reign, and you rule, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you are going to get the victory. And we say thank you, Father, right now for how you're moving on Janelle's behalf, how you're working on Janelle's behalf. God, how you're turning everything around and working it out for her good. That no matter what the devil's saying, that no matter what the devil's trying, you are God, the King of Glory, and you are doing what need to be done on Janelle's behalf. And we magnify you, we glorify you, we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, we say thank you, God, for Sheila's righteous testimony. We say thank you, God, that there will be nothing but good things to say concerning Sheila. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are leaning and depending on you, knowing that you are the God that can and will most certainly work it out. You are God, and you can and will most certainly do what need to be done. You are God, and you're seeing about her, and you're making a way for her, that no matter what the enemy is saying, and no matter what the devil is trying, he ain't gonna get the victory, because victory belongs to you, Jesus. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God, and you're gonna work it out. No matter what, you are King, and you're gonna work it out. No matter what, you are the great I am, and you're gonna work it out. It's by the power and the anointing of the blood that you're doing what need to be done. And we bless your most holy name right now in the righteous name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are God, and you're gonna do what only you can do. And we bless you on today right now in the name of Jesus, that you're looking down on this morning by the power and the anointing of the blood of Jesus upon Mother Bibi and Miss Annie on today, and you're seeing about them. You are doing what need to be done inside of these women's bodies, that no matter what the devil trying, that he ain't gonna get no victory, that every threat that the enemy has released against their bodies is being neutralized and made non-effect by the authority and the power of the blood. You are moving and you are working and you are doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're doing, God, even in Queenie Mae and Patricia's body, what only you can do. You are fortifying and restoring and building them up where the enemy has torn them down. You are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood say need to be done. It is yours to release. It is yours to give. And we're standing up on today and we're saying thank you in the righteous name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon Carolina and Deaconess Boykin, and you are moving by your anointing and by your authority and by your power and by your spirit, that no matter what, you're gonna get the victory, that no matter what, you're gonna get the glory, that no matter what, you're gonna get the praise, you're gonna do what what need to be done. And we glorify your most holy name on this morning, understanding that you are King on this morning, understanding that you are God on this morning, understanding that you are the great I am. And we bless your name on today, knowing that you are doing what need to be done to see about these people that yet still need a touch from the throne of grace, that yet still need their strength to be returned, that yet still stand in the need of a downright miracle. You are God, and you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above and beyond what we could ask or even think. And on this morning, by the authority and the power of the blood, look down upon Tramika on today, and mighty God, put her in a frame of mind that she might be able to test well at the time that it is for her to test, that the enemy won't get no victory, that there won't be no nervousness, that there won't be no doubt, that you're gonna show up and bring her through this, you're gonna show up and bring her through that, you're gonna show up and do what need to be done, for you are the King of Glory, and you're working and you're moving and you're doing what need to be done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. And we say thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down upon our children and you're moving upon our children like only you can move. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what need to be done to keep them out of harm and danger. You're doing what need to be done to shield and protect them. You're doing what need to be done that they might be able to grow and that they might know that the King of Glories, the great I am, got them in the palm of his hands, and you ain't gonna let them fall, and the kidnapper can't take them away, and the gunman can't gun them down, and the sex trafficker can't snatch them up. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're doing what only you can do, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise, for you are King, and you are righteous, and you are holy, and you're moving by your power, and by your authority, and by your spirit. You are mighty righteous God, you are holy God, and you're doing what need to be done by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are God, and you are God alone, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God, the King of Glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God, your Lord Almighty. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the great I am. And we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what need to be done. And we bless you right now on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God, and you are God alone, and we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. King of Glory, great I am, mighty God, righteous one. That is who you are, and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, knowing that you're doing, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, and you're doing what only you can do. And we magnify your most holy name on this morning, that you're looking down upon Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla and Jocelyn and Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Marlon, Karina, Josiah, Nariah, Sarah, David, Ray, Trevin and Jason and Jaquan and Deontay and Desiree and Keyshawn and Michaela and Nakaya, Bella, Clay and Sarah and Jackson and Joshua. You got got them in the palm of your hands, and the enemy can't do them any harm. He can't snatch them up. He can't take them down. They'll never lay in an early grave. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are doing what only you can do. By the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are moving like only you can move. By the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are working like only you can work. By the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are breaking chains and destroying situations and uprooting demonic associations. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, that no weapon that try to form against our children, from the youngest to the oldest, from the nearest to the furthest, is gonna be able to prosper. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're gonna see about them. You're gonna keep them. You're severing generational curses. You're severing generational sicknesses. You are doing what only you can do to keep them safe in the midst of it all. And we say thank you that there is not an alcoholic among our children. We say thank you that there's not a drug addict among our children. We say thank you that there is no failure among our children, that they will survive and that they will thrive and they will be what you have called them to be in this season by the anointing and the power of the blood. You are doing what only you can do, and we glorify your most holy name right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Tashima and Shamar, and as Shamar stands for Tashima, you are gonna stand for him, and you're gonna do what need to be done in Tashima's situation. You're gonna do what need to be done in Shamar's situation, that no matter what, the devil ain't gonna get no victory, that no matter what, we are taking home all the trophies in the midst of this battle. It belongs to us, and we are saying thank you in advance for an absolute victory. We are saying thank you in advance for a total turnaround. We are saying thank you in advance for you doing what only you can do. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, God, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are God. You are God, and you are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great. You are greatly to be praised. We magnify your most holy name. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what needs to be done. That on this morning, we are submitting our lives in every movement that we make, every breath that we take over to the throne of grace, that you might get the victory, that you might get the glory, that you will get the honor out of that which we do. Lead us, God. Guide us, God, and direct us on the way you would have us to go, so that no matter what, the enemy doesn't have the final say-so, but it belongs to the throne of grace. And we give you honor. Father, we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise, for there is none like you. And for this we say thank you. And for this we glorify you. And for this we magnify you. You are King of kings and Lord of lords, and we give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, He will bring you out.